Gretchen Whitmer quizzes school reopening council applicants on gender, race, LGBTQ status. By Kyle Olson on May 18, 2020. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D, is seeking applicants for her new Return to Learning Advisory Council. But interested residents will first be quizzed about their gender, race, and whether they're a member of the LGBTQ community. Wilkes reported. The panel, which will be comprised of students, parents, frontline educators, administrators, and public health officials, will be tasked with providing the COVID-19 Task Force on Education within the State Emergency Operations Center with recommendations on how to safely, equitably, and efficiently return to school in the fall. The state of Michigan will also partner with a national nonprofit organization called Opportunity Labs to bring national expertise to this project. This panel will use a data-informed and science-based approach with input from epidemiologists to determine if, when, and how students can return to school this fall and what that will look like, Whitmer said. On the application, a gender response is required, according to the application found on Whitmer's official website. Two options are available, male and female. Applicants are also asked their race, but a response does not appear to be required. The next question is, are you a member of the LGBTQ community? The answer options are yes, no, or prefer not to say. The request for personal information, which could be used to fill quotas championed by progressives, comes as the Michigan State Police, MSP, is being sued by troopers who allege the agency is creating hiring quotas based on gender and race. Michael Caldwell and Robert Hahn filed suit against the MSP alleging Director Joe Gasper last year told command officers that the department was way too white and way too male, the Detroit Free Press reported. He then revealed that as part of the affirmative action directive, the MSP was to set aside 25% of the positions within the MSP for minorities and 20% for females, according to the lawsuit, Live said. A 2006 constitutional amendment passed by voters forbids the hiring of government workers based on gender or race. The state shall not discriminate against, or grant preferential treatment to, any individual or group on the basis of race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin in the operation of public employment, public education, or public contracting, the state constitution reads, according to MLive. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.